Happy New Year. We just saw Koreans do this in Korea, but we don't do this here in the United States. But it's a Chinese New Year, we call it. Happy New Year to all of you. Sorry. I may have these coughs, so please bear with me. I'm very glad to be here this morning. I woke up around 5 o'clock this morning with stomach pain.
今天早上5点钟醒来就发现胃痛。
And I was holding my stomach till about 7 in the morning.
从一直到7点。
And I was thinking I should maybe call Pastor Joe and say I can't come today.
或许我应该给这个孙牧师打电话说我今天没法来。
So I prayed, Lord, you better make me well so that I could go and preach.
我说主啊，真的，你来医治我，可以让我今天过来。
So about 8 o'clock, I was feeling better. I took shower, and now I'm here.
8点钟我那个洗个澡之后，现在就好多了，可以来到这边。So
more the reason I think God wanted us to hear this message this morning.
看来是神要我们来听到这个这篇信息。It
was important that I actually get to share this message.
很重要，今天可以跟大家分享这篇信息。Praise
the Lord.
赞美神。
Last time I was here, I think that was already last year, I shared with you, I think, Jonah chapter 1. We talked about how Jonah disobeyed God and ran away from God.
去年我来到你们当中讲约拿书第一章，讲到这个约拿躲避神，然后。We
all know the story well.
这个故事我们大家太熟悉了。Jonah
is a prophet of God, and God says, I want you to go and preach to Ninevites.
约拿是神的先知。
And Jonah says, No, thank you, God. I'm going to go to Tarshish.
约拿说，No，我不要，我要去他斯。
I think I know better than you, God, where I should go.
约拿说，我神，我比你更清楚，我知道我应该去哪。
He gets on a ship and heads to the wrong direction.
他就上了船，就去了另外一个方向。
And God sends a violent storm.
神就来了个暴风。
And the crew on the ship is wondering who caused this storm.
船上这些船员不知道谁造成这个飓风。
They find out that Jonah is the culprit. He's the one that caused all the storm.
他发现这个约拿是这个罪魁。
They throw everything over cargo. They throw everything over to lighten the ship.
他们把船上所有的货物都扔到海里面，让船轻一点。
It doesn't work.
没有帮助。
And so they finally say, God, don't hold us against this guy's life because we have no choice here.
我说神啊，不要让我们为这个无辜人的血归到我们身上。
So the sailors takes Jonah and throws him overboard.
那些船员就是把这个约拿扔到海里面去。
And this is where we pick up in chapter 1 of Jonah, verse 17.
今天我们就继续从这边来，在约拿书第一章17节。
After he was thrown overboard, it says in verse 17, But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights.
约拿书一章十七节说，耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中3日3夜。
For all of us, if we're heading to the wrong direction against God, the best thing to happen to us is to be thrown overboard.
对于我们大家来讲，我们如果人生走出了方向，最好的方法就是被扔到海里面去。We
may think we're okay because we're going the wrong direction and nothing's happening, but God may send the storm.
我们或许认为我们人生好像走得好像没问题，但是神可能会来一个给我们一个暴风。Such
a violent storm that the sailors are going to toss you overboard.
这样的暴风，然后甚至让船员把我们扔到海里面。You
see, the storm was God's grace.
这个暴风是神的恩典。God
didn't want Jonah just to go to Tarshish.
神不要约拿去他斯。God
cared for Jonah so much that he wanted Jonah to be redeemed.
神非常在乎约拿，希望约拿能够被赎回来。To
get back in track.
能够再回到神的道路中。And
this is true for all of us.
这对我们每个人来讲都是对的，都是真的。When
we're doing something against the will of God, he doesn't just leave us alone.
当我们违反神的旨意的时候，我们神不希望我们。He
disciplines us.
神管教我们。And
sometimes it's a storm.
有时候就是一些暴风。And
as the storm comes, what we gain out of that is God's grace.
当风暴来到的时候，就是我们可以经历到神的恩典。Listen
to this. So you get thrown overboard, and God's grace show up in a big fish.
你们大家听，当这个约拿被扔到水里的时候。 然后神差一条大鱼,
just when you think everything was going to be okay, big fish comes and swallows you up.
当你认为一切都很好的时候,
both the storm and the big fish is grace of God.
暴风跟这个大鱼都是神的恩典。
Here's the thing, when we don't jump overboard to say, God, I want to be right with you, we will experience His grace.
如果我们不愿意跳下船,与神和好的话,
so my prayer this morning is that all of us will take a moment to consider, am I walking with the Lord faithfully? And perhaps some of us are thinking, yeah, I'm in that storm now.
或许我们中间有人想,
Pastor, you got to throw me overboard.
牧师你应该来帮我,
because I want to experience God's grace. Unless we go overboard, we cannot experience His grace. We can't experience His deliverance.
我们没办法经历到神的,
I hope and pray that all of us here, we want our faith to be real.
我希望今天在为大家打话，就是我们的希望我们的信心是真实的。
That my walk with the Lord is real every day.
我们每天与的同行是真实的。
And so Jonah is in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
约拿在肚子里面三天三夜。
He doesn't know it's 3 days and 3 nights.
他自己可能并不知道是三天三夜。
Sometimes the belly of the fish, we don't know how long it is.
有时候我们在鱼肚子里面都不知道我们待了多久。
Maybe the good answer is until we get his point.
直到我们能够明白神的心意。
Until we actually say, God, I need you.
我说神啊, 我们需要你。
Nothing else is helping me here, God.
任何其他事情都没法帮助。
I need to depend only on you.
我要完完全全单独依靠你。
That in verse 9 and 10 of Jonah chapter 2, when he does pray that prayer, God causes.
当约拿书第二章第九节到十节的时候，当他这样真的完全依靠神的时候，
God causes the big fish to vomit him back out to the dry land.
神让那条大鱼把约拿吐出来，吐在干地上面。
So this is where we're going today.
我们今天就从这边开始。
I want to think about a few things that happen when you're inside the belly of the fish.
我要大家来思想，当我们在鱼肚里面的时候。
First thing that happens in the belly of the fish is you get to be alone with God.
当你在鱼肚子里面的时候，你要单独面对神。
Inside the belly of the fish, it's just you and God.
当你在鱼肚子里面的时候，只有你跟神。
You don't have your pastor, you don't have your wife, you don't have your children, nobody.
你没有牧师，你没有你的配偶，也没有你的小孩子。
It's just you and God.
只有你和神。
All the church is gone, all the religion is gone, it's just you and God.
所有的教会也不在那边，所有的宗教礼仪也不在那边。
Perhaps when you're inside the belly of the fish, alone with God, you get to realize this life is not about me, it's about Him.
当你在鱼肚子里面的时候，你应该意识到你的人生并不是你自己，乃是神。
Now remember, Jonah thought he knew better than God, so he was heading to Tarshish.
当约拿的时候，他认为他比神知道的更清楚，他去他斯。
So God says, I have a different plan for you, Jonah.
神对约拿说，我对你有另外一个计划。
Jonah is finally alone with God.
最终约拿单独面对神。
Sometimes God's grace shows up in our lives where He wants your undivided attention.
有时候神要你来，要你专心来注意他。
He wants to be everything for you.
他就是你的一切。
We have a jealous God.
我们的神是忌邪的神。
He doesn't want to share you with anything.
他不希望你跟别任何人分享。
With anyone.
任何其他。
He wants to be alone with you.
神要与单独跟你相处。
When you're inside the belly of the fish, you get to be alone with God.
当你在鱼肚子里面的时候，你要单独来面对神。
There's no internet.
没有网络。
There's no cell coverage.
没有这个手机。
You can't call home.
你没办法给家打电话。
You're all alone with God.
你单单的就与神在一起。
I pray that all of us here would desire to be alone with God.
我今天的祷告就是希望我们众人都能够与神在一起。
And sometimes you need to be thrown overboard.
有时候我们真的要被扔到海里面去。
So that you could experience the grace of God.
你可以经历到神的恩典。
His deliverance in a big fish.
经历到神的救恩。
Why does he do all this? Because he wants to be alone.
神为什么这么做呢？神就希望我们单独跟他在一起。
Second thing that happens in the belly of the fish is our spiritual maturity gets found out.
第二件事，神为我们为什么会扔到海里面，是神希望能够发现我们自己的属灵的成熟度。
Have we taken discipleship seriously?
我们有没有真的认真来这个门徒训练？
Have we taken the living word of God seriously?
我们有没有真的把神的活道当真？
Have I been listening to the sermons?
我是不是真的能够来听讲道？
Have I been doing the Bible study?
有没有真的来好好学习神的话？
Memorizing the verses.
把神的话都记存在心里面。
So that His word is inside my heart.
让神的话存在我心里面。
Again, because when you're inside the belly of the fish, you can't search for the Bible anymore.
当你在鱼肚子里面的时候，你没办法再来查经。
It's too late to train.
那个时候已经太晚了。
It's too late for you to look up internets and say, what does this mean?
没办法，你再去找网络联合来查这个字什么意思。
When you are in the belly of the fish, the only thing you have really is the living word of God. You have hidden in your heart.
当你在鱼肚子里面，真正你所有的就是存在你心中的活道。
Some of us have nothing in our heart that's pertaining to the word of God.
我们很多时候我们的心里面什么都没有。
So when difficulties come, we just cry.
当那个困难来的时候，我们就只好哭泣。
We don't realize that there are promises of God.
我们不知道在神的话里面有很多的应许。
We don't realize that God is with us all the time.
我们不知道神一直在我们的身边。
He wants us to take every day of our life, our walk with Him very seriously.
神要我们每一天与神来同行。
And you know what? The storm will come.
风暴会来。
It's not if it comes, but it will come.
不是风暴会不会来，乃是什么时候来。
We're living in a fallen world.
我们住在一个败落的世界。
We have a very great enemy.
我们有个敌人很邪恶。
Storm will come.
风暴会来。
How will we survive the belly of the fish?
我们怎么在鱼腹里面能够
It's to have His word in our heart.
怎么在鱼腹里面存活下来，就是把有神的活道在我们心里面。
So Jonah knew a lot about the living word of God.
约拿知道对神的话很熟悉。
So he had a lot of the praises, a lot of the songs, a lot of the psalms all meditated in his heart.
他有很多神的诗歌、颂词都在他的心里面。
Now imagine with me, if you're in the belly of the fish, you're probably right next to all the seaweed, or you're right next to all the dead fishes. It's probably not a pleasant place.
如果你在鱼腹子里面，可能大家周围都是一些海草、一些死的鱼。
But Jonah had the living word of God inside his heart.
但是约拿他心中有神的活道。
And inside the belly of the fish, third thing happened, and that is he starts praying a worthy prayer.
当他在鱼肚子里面的时候，他就来祷告。
In dire situations, everybody prays.
在苦难里面，每个人都祷告。
Even non-believers pray.
即使非信徒，他们也祷告。
They say, "Oh my God."
他说，哦，神啊。
He's not your God, but they cry out. When they're in desperate situations.
即使在苦难里面，他们也来呼求。
Why is our prayer any different?
我们的祷告有什么不一样呢？
Why is our prayer any powerful?
我们的祷告怎么样才更有力量呢？
For those of us who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, our prayers are powerful.
在座中任何信了耶稣，靠耶稣基督宝血得救的，我们的祷告是有力量。
He promises that when we pray in Jesus' name, God will hear our prayers.
当我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告的时候，神就垂听我们的祷告。
Now, it's not really surprising that Jonah prayed inside the belly of the fish.
约拿在这个鱼肚里面祷告并不稀奇。
What is surprising is the content of his prayer.
奇怪的是这个，稀奇的是他的祷告的内容。
Now, if you're in the belly of the fish, what kind of prayer would you pray?
如果你在鱼肚子里面，你会祷告什么？
Oh God, oh God, oh God.
主啊，主啊，主啊。
Get me out of this place.
把我弄出来。
It smells in here.
对啊，这里味道不好。
I miss my family.
我想家。
Jonah could have prayed a lot of those prayers.
约拿可以祷告很多这样的祷告。
All wrapped up in seaweed, he prays a prayer that God cannot refuse.
他祷告的时候，他这个在周围被很多这个海草，他的祷告神不会拒绝他。
That is, he prays back God's living word.
因为他的祷告都是以神的活道，用神的话来祷告。
You know why our prayer is more different and more powerful than any other religious prayers?
你知道我们的祷告为什么跟世界的宗教的祷告不一样？
Because we're praying to the Almighty God in the name of Jesus, according to his word.
因为我们的祷告是向天地万物的主，用奉耶稣基督的名，能够照着圣经的话来祷告。
When we pray back and say, God, you have promised in your word that you will be faithful to me.
神你自己说，你说照着你的话，你要向你保持你的信实。
Then God's not going to say, yeah, but I didn't really mean that.
神不会说，我并不是这个意思。
God never contradicts himself.
神永远不会自相矛盾。
When we hang on to his word as we pray back his living word, God cannot refuse our prayer.
当我们紧紧抓住神的话来祷告的时候，神不会拒绝我们的祷告。
Think back to your prayer times.
想想你的祷告的时间。
How often are we praying based on the living promises of God?
多少时候我们照着圣经里面的神的应许来祷告。
Or most of our prayers are recording, pre-recorded messages. God, I need this and this and that by tonight.
或许我们的祷告就是我们那个预先录好的音，神我要这个，要那个。
There's room for it. However, I think we need to learn how to pray back the living word of God. So Jonah prays. It's not a surprise. But listen to his prayer. Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 and on. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. And this verse 2 and on is full of the Psalms that he has memorized. And much of this is quoted. So verse 2 says, he said, in my distress I called to the Lord. This is from Psalm 18:6.
第二节说，我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，引用诗篇十八章第六节。
And he answered me from the depths of the grave, called for help. Psalm 18, verse 4 and 5.
然后说，你就应允我，我从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯伏听我的声音，诗篇十八章四到五节。
You hurled me into verse 3. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the sea, and the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. Psalm 42:7.
你将我投下深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我。你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。诗篇42章第7节。
Now, for the sake of time, I'm not going to read all the verses and references. It's probably all in your Bible. But this is what Jonah was praying. He was praying, God, your promise, your word says, this is what you promised us. So I will pray back the living word.
我不把意义来讲，因为了节省时间，但是约拿的祷告都是在。
Our prayer has to be about God.
我们的祷告必须要达到神。
Our prayer has to be a mature prayer.
必须要是成熟的祷告。
And the only thing that could be a good message that makes sense for all of our life is the living word of God.
对我们人生来讲，真正有意义的就是神的话。
Our life is complicated.
我们的人生 非常的复杂。
From money, family, relationship, economy, all the world, life gets complicated.
对，我们的人生很复杂，金钱、人际关系等等。
But the living word of God covers everything we need in his word.
但是神的话包括了我们人生的一切。
So we need to be praying back the living word of God.
我们用神的话来
depending on his promises.
向神祷告，来依靠神的应许。
Making sure that we are not just rambling with preoccupation of what I want.
而不是我们有一个先见，随着我们自己的心意来祷告。
My 12-year-old boy prays like that.
我12岁的儿子就是这样祷告。
I want this, I want that, I want this.
我要这，我要那。
We need to pray a mature prayer based on the living word of God.
我们要有成熟的祷告，就是来依靠神的话。
Some of the promises like Joshua 1:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
像约书亚书第一章第五节说，神我必不撇下你，也不永远丢弃你。
1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, he will forgive you and purify us from all unrighteousness.
或像那个约翰一书一章九节说，神是信实的，是公义的。你们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免你们一切的罪。
Promises like Romans 8, verse 38 and 39, which says, nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
罗马书八章三十八、三十九节说，没有任何事能够把我们与神的爱隔绝。
So when God sends a storm,
当神让暴风来到我们的身边,
and you get swallowed up by a fish,
当你被这个鱼吃到肚子里面的时候,
Romans 8 says, nothing can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
罗马书八章说，没有人，那没有任何事情能够把我们 与耶稣基督的爱隔绝。
Because he is with me.
因为他与我同在。
Last thing happens in the belly of the fish.
最后一件事在鱼肚子里面的时候。
So inside the belly of the fish, we return to our basics of our faith.
我们回到我们信仰的根本。
Our basics of our faith says, I need Jesus.
我们的信仰的根本就是我们需要耶稣。
I need a savior.
我们需要救主。
Jonah chapter 2 verse 9, Jonah finally admits this, and he says, But I, with the song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord.
但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所许的愿我必偿还。救恩出于耶和华。约拿书第二章第九节，救恩出于耶和华。
He was finally getting to the very basics of everything, and that is, I need a savior.
最终的时候，他认识到，就是说，我们需要一个救主。
Let me ask the teenagers here, let me ask those that are already parents and some of the older ladies, do you need Jesus today?
那我今天问问中间一些青少年，或许父母，或许老年人，你们需要救主吗？
Let me ask that again. Do you need Jesus today?
Yes. 你们需要耶稣吗？
Do I need Savior today?
Yes.
Do I need to be saved today? We need to work out our salvation daily. We need deliverance from our Savior. See, my grandmother was 92 when she passed away. She spent just about all day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus. And she would pray for me, my family. And she would usually show me like a binder full of the living word of God that when she was blessed, she would write it down. She was so in love with the Lord and such a need of her Savior, she spent more time as she got older. This is the reality of those that follow Jesus.
这就是与神真实同行，与神同行的一个实在的写照。
The more I get to know Jesus, the more I want to know more about Him.
我们对耶稣基督认识越深，我就发现你更越多的、更多的需要他。
The more I follow Jesus, the more I need to be saved.
我们跟随耶稣越多，我们就更意识到我们需要被拯救。
The living Word of God is a reflection to my life and shows me all the places I need help.
这个神的活道会就像一个镜子一样，能够看到我们心中的需要。
So God, this part of my life, I need you to fix it.
我说我的生命中这边需要你帮助。
This part of my thought, God, I need you to fix it.
我这边的思想需要你帮助。
Every day we grow in deeper need of our Savior.
每一天我们就是要我们的生命不断成长，知道我们更需要神。
But for Jonah, something different happened.
但对于约拿来讲，有一件事情不太一样。
Listen carefully.
你们仔细听。
Jonah was a prophet of God.
约拿是神的先知。
For Jonah, working for the Savior was more important than his need for the Savior.
对于拿来讲，来为神做工比他自己的需要更重要。
Let me say that again. For Jonah was a prophet of God, so him doing a lot of work for Jesus, work for God was more important to him than his daily need for his Savior.
对于拿，因为他是神的先知，他为神做工比他自己的需要来讲看起来更重要。
I really believe this is why we have conflicts in churches.
这就是为什么我认为在教会中很多时候有冲突。
I believe this is why we have frustrations in our families.
为什么或许我们在家中有一些愁烦。
Why? Because we're focused on the work.
因为我们集中在这个工作上面。
Not Nineveh, Tarshish.
对，不是尼尼微，而是他斯。
And then we start fighting against each other.
我们大家就彼此来争斗。
Working for the Savior, yes, it's important.
对，为主做工是很重要。
But it is only fruitful if it is based on my need for the Savior.
但如果我们看到我们的需要，然后才能够真的有果效。
First thing we need is our Savior daily.
我们第一需要就是我们需要我们的救主。
When you seek out Jesus daily because you're saying, Jesus, I need you today. Whether you're a pastor, a mission director, or a deacon, when you're saying, Jesus, I need you more today than yesterday.
对，不管是我们牧师，或者是每一个会员，我们都是说跟神说，我今天比昨天更需要你。
Something miraculous happened when we get there.
当我们真的这样做的时候，你会发现神迹会发生在你的身边。
And that is, we always, always, always humble ourselves.
我们总是在谦虚我们自己。
When you are sitting before Jesus and wanting your Savior more daily, it will humble you.
当你在神的面前，你要跟神说：“神，我真的更需要你。”你会被谦卑下来。
Everything wicked, bad about me will die.
对我，甚至一切的这些邪恶都会被除去。
But if our working for the Savior becomes important in this church,
如果是为主做工变得更重要的话,
then you're going to have fights.
你就会有一些,
you're going to have pride.
你就会有这个骄傲,
there'll be burnouts.
会有这个,
there'll be frustrations. There'll be lots of fighting. Why? Because we are trying to say, my way is better than your way.
对，就会有很多的争斗，很多的争竞。
I pray that for Ark Baptist Church, your whole focus will be, we want to know Jesus more today. That needs to be the foundation of this church. That needs to be the foundation of everything we do at this church. I love Jesus and I need more Jesus today.
主耶稣我爱你，我们更多的需要你。
Then it'll humble us.
那就会使我们谦卑下来。
And when we do work, God will bless that work.
当我们真的为主做工的时候，神就会来祝福我们。
Don't get that mixed up.
不要把两个混在一起。
Jonah got it mixed up.
约拿把这两个混在了一起。
For Jonah, working for the Savior was more important.
对约拿来讲，为主做工还更重要。
Doing the mission work for Jonah was more important than his need for his Savior.
对，为主来宣教，比他这个自己对神的需要来更重要。
Those that are leading the church, we're tempted with this temptation a lot.
当我们真的在教会中的时候，我们很容易犯这样的错误。
Because we want to do good work.
我们要来为主做善工。
So work becomes more important than my need for Jesus.
对，做工比我们自己的需要来更重要。
If our need for the Savior becomes a daily reality, Jesus will be exalted in our lives.
如果我们每一天都认识到我们自己来需要神，那耶稣就会在我们生命中被来尊崇。
If Jesus becomes a priority of our daily lives, people will see Jesus in us.
如果耶稣在我们的生命中有优先次序，别人就会看到耶稣在我们的生命中。
If Jesus and the Savior become the foundation of our daily lives, we'll be glad to share Jesus with anyone.
如果耶稣真的成为我们生命的中心的话， 我们就会乐意跟别人来分享它。
And God will send people to you.
神会把别人来带到你的身边。
You know, it's usually the sick person that is looking for the doctor, right?
一般都是有病的人来找医生。
It's not the doctor looking for the sick person.
而不是医生来寻找病人。
So if we are walking with Jesus and we are always communing with Jesus, God knows who the sick persons are and He will send them our way.
如果我们每日与主同行来寻求他，神就会把病人带到我们身边。I
pray for all of us here that we will be such an individual.
为大家的祷告就是我们希望中间每一个人都成为这样的人。So
every morning, my goal, my desire is, Lord, I want to sit at your feet. I want to love you. I need you today more.
每天早晨我们是不是来到神的脚前来说，主啊，我何等的需要你。
And based on that, carry out your day.
然后再来做一天的工。
Be absolutely open to whatever God wants to do in your life.
对，神会一天为你开他的门。
You will be surprised that God will send certain people to your life.
你会发现很稀奇，神会把一些人带到你的生命中。
Why? Because you're open.
因为你向神是敞开的。
All you're going to do is talk about the person you love.
你跟别人所讲的话就是你所爱的人。
You're not working, you're actually just sharing Jesus who you love.
你这就是与别人来分享耶稣。
In the belly of the fish, several things happen. One is you get to be alone with God. I wonder if some of us just need to be alone with God. in the belly of the fish, your spiritual foundation gets found out. Some of us need to take His living Word of God seriously. Commit to daily reading. Commit to daily meditating. Commit to memorizing His promises. Because storm will come. When it does, you would have hidden His living Word of God in your heart. Some of us need to pray a prayer that's worthy of God. Praying back His living Word. Praying back promises. Not just your word, but the living Word of God. Do this as a test today. It could be now or later, but when you start praying over a meal or whatever else, think about the words you use. How much of your prayer is based on the living Word of God? Sometimes we just say the same prayer over and over and over. If I was God, I would be pretty upset. You're saying the same thing over and over and over again. But I pray that some of us here and all of us here would start praying back His living Word. Some of us might have taken the work too seriously. It could be church work. It could be your job,
你的工作,
a career,
或者你的专业,
maybe school.
学校,
we've taken so many things so seriously that we have left Jesus somewhere else.
对,如果我们对神的话真的很认真的话,
we need to remember that I need Jesus more today than yesterday.
2015,
you'll need Jesus more this year than last year.
今年你比去年更需要神.
Every year, as you grow older and mature, you're going to realize, I am so far from my Savior. I want Him more.
对,当你那个一年一年的成长的时候,你要发现你自己更需要神.
I hope you will want your Savior today.
我希望你们今天真的都要你们的主.
And cling to Him.
紧紧地抓住他.
Just like the story in the New Testament, Mary and Martha.
就像在新约圣经里面马大和玛利亚,
Mary was sitting at the feet of Christ, just adoring Jesus.
对,玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚下, 来赞美.
It's a good example of Martha, who's fixed on work.
马大就是来要想做工.
And Martha gets upset at her sister and Jesus.
对,马大对他的妹妹,对耶稣都很生气.
Do you not care that she left all the work for me?
你不在乎吗? 你看,
and Jesus says, Martha, Martha, Mary has chosen what is more important.
对,耶稣对他说, 玛利亚,
I hope all of us will get to that place.
Like Mary,
to sit at the feet of Christ every morning, every day, and say, Jesus, I adore you, I praise you, I want more of you.
May
the Lord bless this message, and I know that He had a reason why He got me here.
愿神来祝福,
let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank You for this time and this message. We know, Lord, that You are mindful of each of us. I know that You care for the Ninevites, 120,000. But Father, I know that You cared for Jonah as well. You sent the storm, You sent the big fish, allowed Jonah to stay in there for 3 days and three nights, all because You wanted to be alone with Jonah. Thank You for such an example of Your grace. Father, some of us need to be thrown overboard. Some of us need to fix our priorities, and some of us need to take Your word seriously and to hide it in our heart that we could claim Your promises in faith. And Lord, many of us just really need to start every day confessing like Mary, to sit at the feet of Christ, wanting Jesus the Savior, rather than being like Martha, so busy doing so many things, so preoccupied that we forget we have a loving Savior. We have a living God who wants to have relationship with me. So, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Father, help them to consider what you've spoken to them. And, Father, I pray that you would now make this message personal in a very private way, in an intimate way for everybody. Holy Spirit, I invite you, anoint us that way so that we would walk away, Lord, realizing that I need to fix this and I desire more of that. Father, we thank you, we bless you. And Lord, I just thank you for allowing me to be here today. We give you all glory and praise. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.